Betty Lasky and Peggy Gilmore have a lot in common.
Granite State View with your hosts, Peggy Gilmore and Betty Lasky.
Together, they host a weekly radio show on a local AM station. In 2010, they both lost their state Senate races. And in 2012, these two Democrats want their jobs back. District 13 covers 6 of 9 wards in Nashua. In the last election, State Senator Gary Lambert, who is not seeking re-election, became the first Republican to represent the district in 90 years.
I kind of wish people would forget that.
That's Betty Lasky, a two-term state senator, former state representative, and selectman.
You know, I always felt I let a lot of people down. And yet, in retrospect, it was clearly a voice, a national voice. People were angry. And I did some recounts, and the ballots were like straight ticket voting. They were clearly Republican from top to bottom.
That straight ticket voting could garner Lasky a win in this election. With the addition of Ward 9, her district is even more Democratic. Michael Dupre is a senior research fellow at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics.
If you look at the way the numbers line up for District 13, her name recognition and her financial fundraising, she stands in good stead.
Dupre says Lasky has raised more than $50,000, while her opponent, State Representative Joe Krasuski, has around $5,000. Krasuski, who is a retired engineer, says he's winning votes the old-fashioned way.
Banging on doors.
He says Lasky's record in the Senate sunk her last time and will sink her again.
Too many taxes, fees, and penalties were assessed. I am against unnecessary taxes. There are a lot of them, and this is why some cutbacks were necessary.
For her part, Lasky is focusing on the current legislature. Like many Democrats this year, she argues Republicans in Concord have an extreme agenda. She recalls her efforts to try to extend tax credits for research and development.
And that was a bill that ultimately the Speaker of the House attached a very inflammatory abortion bill onto that bill, which, you know, made it certainly not a clean bill on research and development or tax credits, but made it so that it was doomed.
Lasky also condemns the legislature for slashing public university funding, but her opponent says it's a matter of oversight.
We have a lot of waste in the university system that they are not looking to make more efficient and effective.
In Greater Nashua's other state Senate race, incumbent Jim Luther is being challenged by Peggy Gilmore in District 12. Luther says he didn't want to slash state support to the university system, but he also didn't want to raise taxes.
And everybody knows that that's the first thing I'm going to be fighting for is to restore those cuts this next year. I mean, the issue is that the Democrats with Peggy Gilmore left us with a big hole in the budget. So we had to make some tough choices. And I really want to see how we can restore that. But I do believe that, especially with four-year programs, I think there needs to be an accountability of how the money is spent. There's professors making close to $200,000 a year.
His rival, Peggy Gilmore, differs with Luther's stance on education.
I think many of the cuts that he has supported are penny-wise and pound-foolish.
Gilmore is the former CEO of Home Health and Hospice, and Luther is an investment manager. Both live in Hollis, but they're ideologically distant. Gilmore is pro-choice, supports Obamacare. Luther is pro-life and voted to block a state-based health insurance exchange called for under the federal law. Luther topped Gilmore in 2010 by a little more than 1,000 votes. The redrawn District 12 now includes the more Republican-leading towns of Ringe and New Ipswich, which may help Luther hold his seat. But in a presidential year, the results in down-ticket races can have more to do with what happens at the top of the ticket than local politics. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.